This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Just like.
Hey, baby.
Don't do that.
I knew it.
You say stop. It's for you, Paige. Let me play with your body, Paigey, make you feel hot.
This is creepy.
It would be great. You know how the deep voice guy always comes out like, hey, baby.
Free me, baby. Yeah, then you got this guy.
Oh, my God.
See, that's the time when I'm conservative-ish. This was fun. He wanted to freak her.
Really,
yeah,
was.
He
called her baby. But now it's like, I want you to blank my blank, bitch. And that's cruel. That's hurtful.
They had to find something for that guy to do, like the fat guy from Color Me Bad. They had to put him somewhere.
Yeah.
I just picture like the deep voice guy's always cocaine stepdaughter. And he's like, I girl.
Especially if you're in a quartet, you're going to be the one that goes, now let us have a little talk with Jesus. Oh. Let us.
What are you doing? We only cared about half of Jodeci, be honest with you.
Absolutely. It was Casey and JoJo's world. We were just living in it.
Yeah.
I don't even remember the other members of Jodeci.
But I don't either. Watch it be somebody I forgot about.
I want to get freaky. Silk was not Silk the Shocker, correct?
No.
Two different people.
Yeah, whipped cream.
It's like LSG should have been a lot bigger than
my
it was.
God.
Remember Mint Condition?
Yeah. I actually do, yeah.
Yeah. Others?
All right, girl, you want to get together and do some drugs?
You know, baby, I was just sitting here watching you wearing your jelly roll jacket, and I was just thinking, I want to smear whipped cream all over that flannel, baby, and then I want to lick it off.
Yeah.
I know you why you wear that jacket, girl, because it's for a man that's 800 pounds. It keeps you warm during the day.
It does.
I mean, it looks like if there was a North Face in Jerusalem, like that's the jacket. It looks like something Abraham would have worn.
God dang it. A North Face in Jerusalem.
Yeah, it's like designer one. Kind of.
Two of them.
I mean, that ain't the quote of the day. I don't know what it is.
I mean, it's like something King Herod would have worn.
Dang it, man.
Yeah.
I'm not wearing that one.
You know, we should take this sexy R&B to this dramatic music now.
Yeah, enough of that.
Fat boy, you are the statistician of the Rise Guys Pigskin Picks League.
Yeah, you're the fattestician if you ask me, yeah.
Fattestician. Certainly not a dietitian, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, dang it. Hang on, I killed the wrong one.
You're an astatician, but you are. that's one of those. It's not new, but it's one of those words that just really popped up in the, at least the Southern vernacular. People never said
esthetician. No.
Like, I still can't say it.
Is it a dermatologist? No. What, is it a spa? No.
I'm just going to call you a bush liaison. How about that?
I just come from a world where we still say things like eye doctor and foot doctor and heart doctor.
Skin doctor.
Foot doctor.
Yeah. I could go to skin doctor.
That sounds awful.
Well, I mean, it was eye doctor. Like, I never knew what an optometrist was as a small boy.
They can,
eye doctor.
The camera can see things that are starting under your skin, like if you're going to have some kind of.
Well, who's looking at your face with a microscope?
Your esthetician is looking.
Well, I see Zitz about to get here. Mr. Zitz on the way.
Well, mine saw the thing under my lip, and they're like, "What is going on? Is that something that's going to come through?" And I said, "No, that's a scar."
You have a reverse hair lip, ma'am.
My teeth went through my bottom lip.
It's like the imprint of a mushroom.
You have a reverse hair lip. That would suck, wouldn't it? I was born upside down.
There's stitches.
My ass was born first. is technically older than me.
Pigskin Punishment is back.
We've stalled enough.
This is our first one of the year. Paige lost with what record, Fat Boy?
You know what's interesting about Paige's loss?
Probably 1 point.
You know what?
You know what? She lost overall, but she won the week. Like, it was her best week she had. She was 4-2 in the week, but overall she was 14-15. She was one game out of second place.
Ooh. Who was second? What loser was second?
15-14, old Madman.
Ah, crap.
And I was 18-11.
But do you, I mean, picking with us and winning, do you feel, does that give you any
not
kind of
much
confidence?
Not really, because I can't translate it into winnings.
Bragging rights, that's all you get.
Pretty much.
And who are you going to brag to?
Yeah, but let's be honest here. Us. I don't get any of the, and it rightfully should go to you, but when it comes to these endorsements for the various gambling platforms, you know, I hear you on them, so.
Oh, yeah.
It's getting you there.
Yeah, things like Prize Picks, you know, use code word plan and get 50 when you play your first
you
fight.
You get that. I get to talk about dancing drums. And that's fine. I'm just saying, like, they lead me off of the sports betting things.
Oh, okay.
They're like, yeah, we've heard how many you've lost, pal. Oh. Why are you going to be on here?
But we said that's the fun of it. Don't lose. You don't have to win, but you cannot lose.
One thing before we officially begin, Paige, I need something from you.
Okay.
Let me lick you up. And no, I need your cell phone. And as my hand is to, and I pray to God, I don't know who you pray to, but I am promising, I'm taking an oath right now,
we're not going to take Willie selfies. As
we're not going to take ding-dong pictures. We're not going to send the ones you already have onto your ex account. Nothing like that. We just need your phone. Matter of fact, just go put it somewhere. I don't even want it to go in my hands, in fact.
Okay, I'll put it away.
You're putting it to the right. Put it to the left.
Yeah, put it somewhere you don't know where it is.
Right. Okay.
Well, I'm not going to get it out of here.
You know what?
Don't you cheat?
Through it.
God.
Is that it, though?
You bring so much stuff with you to work. It's like,
I don't look, man. It's like she's going
camping. You stay here for a week?
I live here.
I know.
Part-time at my house.
My life is my job.
You know, I thought one of those would be a lunch bag, but nope.
No, there's no food. That's all. Nope. She's got like a palette in there, like Da Vinci used in for makeup. What?
Oh my God! What is that for real?
It's chicken and rice.
Oh,
I cooked it last night.
Oh,
wait a minute. You cooked at night and did not eat. You saved it for today.
Mm-hmm.
She don't eat at night,
well,
man.
Meal prep.
She won't eat dinner.
I was tired, and
My new lifestyle is I do not eat past 8 p.m. ever. Yeah. Even on the weekends, and the weekends is where it sucks, especially if you slept like 10:30.
And I got off work at my other job, and I thought, I'm sore. I'm going to do yoga. So I did like an hour of yoga.
She works at Lust.
Yeah. I do not.
Yeah. We got an intermittent faster in the room.
All right, we've got her cell phone. Also, one other thing. I need you to log out of our text line, 72341. I also
don't text and drive.
Need you to log out of social media.
Okay.
And we know how much of a chore that can be.
Yes.
Takes a while.
Right. She doesn't use any of the dashboards. She uses each individual one. She's like that. I appreciate it.
I got to go here and I got to go there.
Any guesses about this, Paige? We've said that you're getting a facial. You're like, oh, I love those. We're like, you're going to go to the Rise Guys Spa. And we're using things from my farm. You know what? Any guesses?
Is it mud?
Show
is
me
it mud facial
mud. Stuff. You know what? I saw a video the other day that, like, I'm not a gay dude, but there's this place where you go and you do these mud baths.
They feel so good.
And looks like you get in it and you just melt into it and you just sit there or whatever. Like, your head is just sticking up.
But you're in it with other guys?
Nope. Well, you'd be probably in there with your girl or whatever. Okay.
Trying to figure out how the gay thing came into play.
Well, it just
I know.
For when a man says, "Man, I want to go take a mud bath," people will be.
What are you talking about, bro?
It's not dirty. It's really nice mud at the spa.
Oh, I like clean mud.
You like some hot mud?
You know what? I get a clean tractor pulls. I don't go to those dirty ones.
Yeah, I like some. I like some moist mud. Okay, you know that's
okay.
Moist
in a moment, I have to go outside and retrieve some goods, and you will know soon why. I have not yet brought them in.
Okay? It's almost that time.
Also, real quick, I need you to do one other thing, Paige.
Mm-hmm.
I need you to take your headphones off.
Okay.
Step out of the room. Cross the hallway. There's a table. There's two rolls of paper towels. Will you grab those?
Two rolls?
Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, there's two there. I would grab both. Yes. They don't know when else need them.
Okay.
All right.
Save you a trip later.
Yes. And then not before you come back in.
Yeah, because we're on the air.
It has nothing to do with it. I'm just giving her more to do.
Oh, you're so nice.
And then I need you to count backwards from seven to
You can't barge six. In if the light's on.
Count backwards from seven to six.
I saw her turn the corner.
All right, so here's... This is... Why did I take her cell phone? Why do we have her log out of social media? We're going to tell her that we're giving her a facial of cow poop.
Yeah. Like real...
I have a bag of real cow poop.
And they go a lot.
And it's... reeks to high heaven. But what we're going to do, and this is where we need y'all to play in, is it's going to smell in here like it's that.
Ugh.
And we're going to lay her back in this chair, and she's going to be under the guise that she is getting cow poop smeared on her face. And you know what? She'll probably say, you know what? It's probably really good for my skin. I don't
know. She looked for the bright point.
But it reeks. But here's what it is. When she closes her eyes and I start administering this, it's really going to be chocolate fudge creamy supreme cake frosting. It looks just like the stuff. She's going to smell the smell and then feel that on her face, and she's going to freak out. I hope.
Well, she is going to, because it's going to have like a warm smear to it,
dude. So you're absolutely right. It absolutely, that's the mindset, is that it's going to be warm, and that so this is going to be one of those things where we're all in on it. She's not. She's going to be freaking out because it's chocolate. It should be epic.
Try not to lick her face and like be over the top of it.
That's why I played Let Me Lick You Up and Down. Yeah, because at the end of it, you have to lick her off.
All right.
No, we can't do that part without her permission. So I'm going to go outside. Let me see.
Yeah,
let me show you. Come back in here now if you want to, woman. You know what? I'm out here networking.
Tell me about networking.
I tried to get on the other show.
Okay.
Just do a walk in.
Hey, Tara.
So, when we come back,
yes,
you will be getting your facial with things from my farm. And those things are...
Plural.
Cow feces.
Why?
Why?
Why not?
Because you don't pick good. That's why.
Okay, good. Good. Oh, man. Put into words the look on her face right now. Disgusted, mad at us, clearly.
I feel like I'm going to pass out.
She ain't going to be happy.
Don't pass out while I'm smearing this on your face. You better That's the other quote of the day.
You better go study up some old Leonard's losers so you didn't learn how to pick.
Where's the look at Leonard is sitting there? Whoa, look at these scores.
Oh, my God. Why? Why me?
Hey, the joke's going to be on. It's going to...
The joke's going to be on who? Me?
The poo's going to be on you.
Oh, my God.
I gotta go
stay
up the video.
It's going to stink the high heavens in here. But, Paige, you did it because you're no good at football. So
well,
that's
we know that. Or soccer.
So
or anything else.
When we come back, Facebook.com/RiseGuys, YouTube at The Rise Guys, and then if you're on X at The Rise Guys, Instagram at The Rise Guys, it will be on there shortly thereafter. We can't go live on those.
Uh-uh.
But watch Paige get her farm facial.
Oh, good God.
Her farm facial. And that goes down when, Paige?
Tomorrow.
Next.
Well, good morning, everybody.
AP1. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Bad mistake here, folks. Bad mistake. Real bad mistake.
This is going to be rough. And
it stinks in here so bad right now that I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to send a pretext to Mark.
You know
boss.
What?
I'm going to say, you know what? I'm going to say,
I'm saying
dude, this was just in the idea of putting out good radio and entertaining radio and fun radio.
Oh, my God.
You know, ha-ha radio.
This ain't even like a stink of like, you know, it's amusing because other people are suffering. It's like it's like a disturbing smell. I don't know what those suckers eat, but
it's rough, man. Oh, I have a text.
Oh, guys, from the wrong number again?
No.
Oh,
we have to tell that story at some point.
Yo, Terry, what's up?
I'm not going to. Okay. This is management. I won't say who said this.
Here?
Yes. They don't know how to spell feces, first off. Do not show it on. Well, there's no way not to. We have to.
I mean, you
don't
have
text
to.
Me during the show. It's not professional.
I mean, how would we not? How could you not do it? You just.
I know.
Where's the lifeline management? Get me out of this.
We've got to. What was the fragrance of air freshener that we have, Fat Boy?
It was mango and hibiscus. Was that it?
Oh, good Lord.
I mean,
I remember
is it
hibiscus.
Nursing homes? Like, what is that? Hibiscus and mango together?
What is a hibiscus? A flower? Show me hibiscus! That's why I remember I kept saying it like Steve Harvey.
Yeah.
Hibiscus.
Show me hot biscuits. Hot biscuits.
That's what it was. Show me hot biscuits.
Show me hot biscuits. All right, Paige, we
I'm
have
trying
your
to talk too much.
We have your phone.
I feel like it's on my teeth.
You're logged out of she's gonna say that in a minute. We've logged out you're logged out of social media. All that is fine. Anything you would like to say? I did do want to point out this. I said you might want to wear some old clothes, things you don't care about. And she comes in wearing my damn T-shirt today.
Yeah, trying to mess with you.
You know what? You know what?
You know what?
You know what?
When you do look at that, I do have to point this. Do like this. I'm not doing this for
why
Sam.
I don't wear this.
I'm not doing this for self-aggrandizing. But my sunglasses cover. It looks like a big bra on her shirt. Look at it.
That's why I don't wear
it. She said it's going to draw attention to her top.
That's why I don't wear this.
Like, my eyes are up here. My glasses are.
You're like, nice glasses. Okay, stop.
All right, I'd take your glasses off because I don't want to get.
You don't have wipers on them.
I don't want to get.
Guy's hot in here, too.
It's well,
like, hot in mud.
I know, and I thought, well, we'll open the door to get a little of the funky smell out of here, but the water cooler or whatever is right there. So, and then you do have the small talk going on in the background. So,
yeah, you'll make the other shows appear.
As soon as this is done, we're about to make her. As soon as this is done, I will go get the hibiscus mango product and I will spray down.
How long do I have to leave this on my face?
That's a good question.
I am not taking it off your face. So, that's why I got the paper towels. You might want to do that, but I would not. I would do that.
Oh, my God.
Hey, y'all, guys.
Hey, y'all.
Hi.
Smell dookie in the water.
Okay. So, she's on. We're all on camera. Facebook.com/RiseGuys. YouTube at The Rise Guys. And if you miss it, it'll be on the other ones, too. Like, subscribe, comment.
On demand, boy.
You know how we roll? This is my best side.
Look at that. Hey, don't be showing too much for free. Your pants
the longer you stall, the better it is for me. So keep doing it.
Stall. No, that's like, what I had to go into to get this out.
Oh my God!
I feel like you got worse when you did that little shimmy.
I don't smell anymore. I'm not smelling.
I'm rolling it around.
Oh no! Yeah, full.
I'm not smelling.
All right,
it's kicking up the dust or whatever.
I mean, it, like
it's so bad.
This is a co-opted idea, but I do regret. Now
I want to thank you for doing this, like the application.
Well, it didn't stink, but I had it in a bag. But once you open the bag and even close, the whiffs are out. It's done.
It's one of those bags you just take a quick hit with, like, ooh.
What are you doing?
Take a little huff. Oh, yeah, you're on her screen for sure. You can see her really good.
What are you doing? You're scaring me.
You need to just lay back, okay? Now keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
Yeah, she thinks something else is going to happen. Oh.
Okay.
I don't want to look at it.
All right. I said we would do two stripes.
Two stripes.
Streaks. Maybe.
It's worse.
God
streaks
bless
is worse.
Freaking
see, you're going to get sick. You won't be able to get through it. You'll puke.
Yeah, but what's odd is I'm salivating. And that's a weird.
That's pretty weird.
All right. Eyes are closed. You don't. You trust me. You don't want to get this in the eyes. You'll get psoriasis.
Oh, my God.
You might get gout.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God, it's hot on my fingers.
That's a healthy.
Oh, God, it stinks.
I'm so scared.
That's a healthy amount.
No, please.
Ready?
No. Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Hold on, baby. It's getting stuck in your hair.
Oh, my God.
That's a huge chunk in one spot.
Okay. All right. Hold on. You said two?
No more.
Oh, it's just like you just fell.
Keep your nose closed, Paige. No, please. Keep your nose closed. Stop. You're moving.
No, I can't help it.
You don't want to get it in your mouth.
No. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Don't, I wouldn't be holding the nose. What's going to get on your fingers?
No. Oh, my God.
All right. Look into the camera. Oh, God, it stinks.
Yes.
God, Paige.
Move your fingers like and look at it.
Breathe. Oh, my God.
I don't want to breathe it. I can't.
You got a soul patch.
Oh, wow.
You got a soul patch, dude.
Holy crap.
I'm not opening my nose up. No.
Dude, like it.
Oh, my God. I'm glad I don't have a farm.
Oh, I'm going to die.
Oh, God.
This is rough.
It's horrible.
And it still stinks. Like, it's got worse.
Look into the camera. Lean in. Look at it real good. Oh, my God. Like, move your nose. I mean, move your head. Move your hey, watch this. You ready?
Oh, look at that. Look how sick you are.
Paige, look. Paige, look.
I can't.
You know what?
I can't anymore. No,
look
stop.
At, no, look. This is.
Yeah, you got to look at it, but.
It's chocolate frosting.
Oh, my God.
Even though that's what
Dude,
it is.
It stinks in here bad.
I know, and watching you do that and smelling that makes it worse.
Oh, hold on. Don't smear anything. Oh, now I feel bad. Look at her.
Don't cry because it'll get in it.
Come here. Right. Look at me. Move your eye. Oh, God.
Cry.
The little dab at the end. Like, you look dastardly right now. Holy crap. Dude.
Oh, look at she did.
Oh, shoot. You getting it in your bang.
Okay, I'm going. I got to wash this off. I can't take it anymore.
Yeah, that's borderline offensive.
It stinks in here still.
It still stinks in here really bad.
We all suffered, to be honest.
You smell the chocolate more so, or do you smell the...
No, I smell the poo. I barely smell any chocolate.
Could you imagine how many people tuned in right before the reveal and saw me do that?
Oh, God. Yeah, that's the screen cap for the promo, buddy.
You want to go... wash your face off. Damn, I don't know how that went now. I all feel bad.
We all suffered. It stinks like hell.
Are you? Is that cry or is that sweat? Oh, jeez.
I'm going to cry. I mean, it stinks real. We got to go to break for real. We got to get that the hell out of here before it seeps into the
water. Well, no, we got to get the box of the bag of stuff out here. That's what stinks. But dude, she's freaking crying now.
Well, she's pissed. But we got to get the...
All right, we will go to break and get everything aired out in here.
How is that going to happen?
Comment, subscribe, and like.
There's never any circulation in here at all.
Uh-uh. We should have thought this out better. Dude, get your finger this. This is real good.
I'm good, man.
All right, we'll take a break and come back and get her all cleaned up. Morning, everybody.
The leaders of the P1 revolution, the Rise Guys. RiseGuys.com.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Yeah, it's still not. Oh, Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. Not well thought out. This reminds me of the day there used to be. It's probably still a product, and it was started in Greenville, South Carolina. But I think they've since sold the company. It was called Liquid Ass, and it was fart spray that stunk to high heavens. But it was almost too potent.
I saw somebody do a prank with it over the weekend. I don't want to see your name on the radio like your whole name, but very nicely done, Lisa, because you had it in a bag, and they sprayed it in a bag, and that stuff is rough. I used to spray it on people's door handles, so I know how rough it gets.
Wow. Yeah, that was his visitation on Wednesday nights.
If you smell it, this was way worse than liquid ass.
Well, we did it to someone in a production studio here, one of the little side... A studio that, like, it's almost like going in a bank vault. The door on it, when it closes, you feel like it's like a pressurized cabin. It's real weird.
They're like 800-pound doors.
And then also, we didn't think about the fact all the ventilation throughout the entire building. So within 10 minutes, everyone in the building smelled farts real bad.
It was awful.
Real bad. I mean, more so than normal.
Funky farts. The worst, nasty
ones. Acidic. Like sick ones. Like, you could tell somebody's about to get sick.
And it probably sounded like Donald Duck talking.
He's like, hey, who's that?
You know,
yeah,
she's in a way right now. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Okay. as you were walking out the door, for those just tuning in, here's the whole. I'm glad everybody was on the same page here. No pun intended. We told Paige she was getting a facial for pigskin punishment. The only clue was the facial was provided by Things From My Farm. And I did bring in a gallon bag.
God.
Of you know, look, nothing touched her of the sort, but we needed this. And Lady Marine, P1 Lady Marine pointed this out in the chat during the live stream. She's like, if she's going to smell the chocolate, but that's why I brought in the real stuff that is outside now, but still its presence is still in this room. Are you male or female? There is evil in this room. So she covers her nose. We all smell the poo, and then she closes her eyes, and on camera, I'm smearing chocolate cake frosting on her forehead like a big unibrow, and then I gave her like a Fu Manchu and then a little soul patch, too.
It was such a big chunk on the forehead.
Oh, my God.
You're going to make this side of Woodruff Road puke.
That's it's still in my hair.
They're all going to pull over and start raffling.
Where was tell me this, satisfy this, make my day better, that it was not tears of pain or
no, I was just
relieved?
I was so emotional that it wasn't cow poo on my face.
That's where I got worked because I forgot it was, you know,
the consistency is pretty much dead on.
Well, she started to touch it. I'm like, oh, don't touch it.
Well, she was, see, that's a woman for you, and God bless you women, but she's like, not in my hair. Like it went into like in two hair. Little strands, and some alert went off in her mind, like hair follicles got doo-doo in them. Hair follicles got doo-doo in them.
Can't have that.
And it was cake frosting all the time. She's wigging out. And it's like, where did that idea come from? From the same freaking mind that brought you Jeff walking on broken glass.
Yeah.
We took our old Fat Boy's prior assistant.
Dang it.
Fat Boy doesn't claim him anymore because he's a Russian sympathizer now.
Yeah, but he is. He turned his back on us.
We told him that he was walking on broken glass and he was blindfolded. That should have been the thing. Why would we blindfold him? But he didn't ask questions.
No.
He's also, like, I think, probably really into BDSM anyway. He quite liked it. So it's like, we're going to blindfold you. You're going to walk on this broken glass. It was potato chips. And then at the end of the little, it was probably 2-3 feet of potato chips.
Yep.
At the end, we put ketchup all over the potato chips. So that son of a bitch, when he goes and steps for the first time on that potato chip, he is, I'm not going to say Lewis cried, but he was emotional. Like, oh,
yeah, a little bit.
I feel it piercing my skin.
Yeah, he thought he was going to cut his feet really
and
bad.
And you hear the potato chips. No one except, I mean, he was not aware, obviously. Only us and the listeners knew. Just like the parallels of when I had you go outside to get the paper towels, that's when we told everybody.
Oh,
it was,
he didn't think to ask questions about the blindfold because you just wouldn't.
Jeff, you don't want to see it. You don't want to see it. And then when he got to the end where the ketchup was, he got, guys, I'm bleeding. Guys, I'm bleeding. Guys, I'm bleeding. Like, and then as soon as he takes his blindfold off, he looks at his foot and it's red. He doesn't notice the potato chips on it. He just sees red. It's like, God, oh my God.
What's this class going?
I can't wait to watch the video because I'm seeing it from my point of view. You know, I want to see like what that looked like going on her face.
Oh my God!
What did it feel like that first streak?
It was you didn't know at that point and kind of thick feeling, and that's why I flipped out. I was like, oh my God!
It was cold.
Yeah.
Oh crap!
We should have made Jeff walk on sour cream and onion so his feet would stink as an extra. Afterwards.
Yeah, just plain potato chips.
I guess what? Salt in the wound, buddy.
Yeah. Well, we should have like cut his feet and then made him walk on those hot and spicy Cheetos.
Oh, God.
That's your next punishment. You better watch out.
No. I still think it's going to get ratcheted up for sure.
And I looked, and I mean, sure, there's probably some naysayers, but people were in on it too. And they God, that worked out so well. I was so, my biggest concern, and Fat Boys too, we were talking about this. If you... The smell was important, and I do regret that now. I feel as though I'm getting used to it. It's like when you go take a real bad dump, and the longer you sit there, you're like, I don't even smell it anymore.
Yeah,
that's
it's getting a little better.
But other people.
But this was I know this was an animal's, but its remnants are still with us. It's just like we're all one as nature. I feel it today.
When you stand in a stall with somebody taking a dump, it gets better when they leave. It's just kind of like how it is now.
Well.
Like it's out of the room, so it's a little bit better.
I hate I hate that it was cold though, because I had popped it in the microwave just for a short period of time, because there is a lining.
Oh, I didn't know you did that.
Yeah, but I had to take the. And this is where I was smart. I opened it ahead of time because they have that lining of aluminum. Yeah. You imagine if with that thing it exploded in the downstairs.
But if I cook breakfast in there, is it going to transfer like to
it
my
wasn't
breath?
Poop? It was cake frosting.
Yeah, it was.
The only reason the poo
see I'm still was, getting worked.
The only reason that was brought in here was just for the smell, which is pointed out that if she smelled the chocolate, that would give it away. That's why mind over matter. She didn't want to smell it. She held her nose on her own. That was great.
She didn't think about that.
That was good, Paige. You're going to puke.
You got it, Ralph.
You're making me do my Mr. McMahon. Mr. Mattman.
Mr. Mattman.
My God.
How long have you been doing this?
Oh,
and that never came
God.
Up?
Oh, my God. Mr. Mattman. Oh, my God. I could do the walk. I could do the bushwhacker walk like he would do.
Kiss your ass club's going to be the next
one. You're going to be
fine. He said I was going to you're going to puke.
You're going to puke.
You're the new genetic jackhammer. You got grapefruits.
God bless,
congratulations.
Man. I'm thrilled with this. Like, not that you the joke was on you. The joke, it was fun.
The visual is great. Yes. When you watch it. I mean, that's a big streak, that first one.
It was. It was like a unibrow. Like, you look like Eugene Levy.
And just your face, when you see it and it chunked up, you're just like, and you were holding your nose, too.
And what was, so she's holding her nose.
Why
she's
do we have to keep dwelling on
because this is great moments.
Oh, my God.
This is why when you're watching football games, they come back.
Right before we went to break, look at this pass here from you-know-who to whatchamacallit.
Mm.
Yeah, he's not paying attention. So.
That was good. That was
I have
fun.
No makeup
explain
on.
This.
Except lipstick.
I am. You ain't got a doll all up for me. Like I mean, I think if you.
I kind of want you.
I think
to put
if
it
you
back
better
here.
Than my
put
sister.
It back on.
Put it back on.
I think
shirt
of you as family.
I might change out of this if I've got frosting on it.
That's game used now.
Yeah, it is. We can make some money.
Event used.
Event used.
What was going through your mind though at the end after I said, Paige, look at the camera. And I didn't think you looking at the camera would signify to you that it was the chocolate cake frosting. But what went through your mind when you saw me put my fingers in my mouth?
I thought you were kinky weird. I didn't know.
Oh, yeah, well, hang on now.
Well, I am.
That's a whole separate level.
That was different.
What the
that
hell?
Was different. Hanging into botulism.
You don't want E. coli.
God, man.
E. coli.
Like, that's another one. Mr. Mattman and E. coli. It's a new podcast on the Odyssey app.
E. coli.
God, that was. I, you that just was don't understand. Good. From paper to from mind to paper to reality.
You I just feel, don't know with the implementation. You don't know how it's going to go down.
Nope. You don't.
And it worked.
And here's, I will say this part. I wasn't planning on going to my farm yesterday. Fatboy had stopped to get some. Are you fine with me telling this
yeah,
part?
Yeah, that's fine.
Fatboy was going to go get some manure.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. He bought some manure, but then he opened the bag and it didn't stink.
It was low odor and it was dry.
It was low odor dry for just like potting fertilizer for plants and stuff.
I need wet and stinky, Lowe's.
What do you do, follow an animal and wait for it to poo?
I tried to a couple days ago.
That's what the Lowe's guys do. They follow them with bags.
You know how people look at you when you drive behind a poodle waiting for it to take a dump?
Uh-huh.
You get all kind of weird looks.
Yep. Remember the two kids that got you at Cleveland Park that time with the dollar?
Oh, God, yeah.
Wait, it was when the whole it was wallet. On the floor and they dragged it?
It was a whole wallet. I wouldn't they were see. Hiding behind the park bench.
I was going to see the ID and return it to the person.
Yeah, you were. they were like single-digit age, too, right? Like, they were young wives.
Yeah, they were. I hope they got their asses whipped. They deserved it.
God,
messing with the old.
I'm elated. I could just go on back home now. That was
your
like
day is
that
complete.
Was wonderful.
I'm relieved that it wasn't really poo, and I thank you for that.
I love my job. I mean, wow! Did I just say that live on?
It's fun.
Yeah,
I do.
Mark that.
That was so much fun, though. That was great. and that was the team. Never in your one last question. Never did you ever say this is not real poop. You really?
I really thought you were going to put doo-doo on my face.
God, yes.
Oh, this is
that's good, man. And you made us feel that. That was great. I'm pumped right now, man.
It was really good.
Not Borghese.
Let's go.
Mud.
That's gonna be hard to top if she loses again. I hope she loses.
My God.
I don't want to lose.
Dude, that's the thing.
If I lose again,
don't want you to.
Oh.
Because I've got a crap ton for him.
Oh.
No pun intended. And when I'm using my farm anymore for any ideas.
Okay, well,
I'm
you know what?
That in case I lose.
I'm already, see, this is the thing that happens with the scores. I'm already beneath everybody. So if I lose again, I'm taken.
Well, we start fresh.
Start over now.
Yeah,
we're all fresh
tomorrow.
And new.
It's not, okay.
Yeah, it's not.
Thank God.
Hold on.
Cumulative.
Nope, that's not right either. Cumulative.
I'm going to watch you dummies battle it out for
she
it.
She said cumulative.
Yeah, whatever.
I say radio station used to work for.
That's cumulative.
Cumulative. Are they still in business? I don't think so. Nevertheless, we're going to take this break. Paige, I'm thrilled. I am thrilled.
I'm glad it made you happy.
I'm speechless, which is good because I
know. You will usually talk way too much, but this today is... damn, that was good, man. That was great. What are you working on in the Plex?
Well, we've got a list of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame performers, and some may shock you.
Yeah. God, I'm giddy right now. I am.
I hope they really get it on their face. The real
stuff. Give me a high five. God, man. That made me feel good.
Let me walk over there and give you one.
Come on over.
Press this button.
Yeah. All right, right now. Here we go. Let's hurry.
The Rise Guys rock.
Text the Rise Guys at 72341.
72341.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show. .com.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Yeah, it's still not. Hey, Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. Not well thought out. This reminds me of the day there used to be, it's probably still a product, and it was started in Greenville, South Carolina, but I think they've since sold the company. It was called Liquid Ass, and it was fart spray that stunk the high heavens, but it was almost too potent.
I saw somebody do a prank with it over the weekend. I don't want to say your name on the radio like your whole name, but very nicely done, Lisa, because you had it in a bag, and they sprayed it in a bag, and...
Oh.
That stuff is rough. I used to spray it on people's door handles, so I know how rough it gets.
Wow.
Yeah, that was his visitation on Wednesday nights.
If you smell it, this was way worse than liquid ass.
Well, we did it to someone in a production studio here, one of the little side, a studio that, like, it's almost like going in a bank vault. The door on it, when it closes, you feel like it's like a pressurized cabin. It's real weird.
They're like 800-pound doors.
And then... Also, we didn't think about the fact all the ventilation throughout the entire building. So within 10 minutes, everyone in the building smelled farts
bad. It was awful.
Real bad.
I mean,
more
like,
so than normal.
Funky farts. The worst, nasty, acidic.
Like sick ones. Like you could tell somebody's about to get sick.
Yeah, and it probably sounded like Donald Duck talking.
He's like, hey, who's mad at
you? You know, she's in a way right now. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
As you were walking out the door, for those just tuning in, here's the whole. I'm glad everybody was on the same page here. No pun intended. We told Paige she was getting a facial for pigskin punishment. The only clue was the facial was provided by things from my farm, and I did bring in a gallon bag.
God.
Nothing touched her of the sort, but we needed this. And Lady Marine, P1 Lady Marine pointed this out in the chat during the live stream. She's like, if she's going to smell the chocolate, but that's why I brought in the real stuff that is outside now, but still its presence is still in this room. Are you male or female? There is evil in this room. So she covers her nose. We all smell the poo, and then she closes her eyes, and on camera, I'm smearing chocolate cake frosting on her forehead like a big unibrow, and then I gave her like a Fu Manchu and then a little soul patch, too.
It was such a big chunk on the forehead.
Oh, my God.
You're going to make this side of Woodruff Road puke.
That's still in my hair.
You're all going to pull over and start ralphing.
Where was tell me this, satisfy this, make my day better, that it was not tears of... pain or
no, I was just I
were
I,
you relieved
was I it? Was so emotional that it wasn't cow poo on my face.
That's where, like, I got crying. Worked because I forgot it was, you know,
the consistency is pretty much dead on.
Well, she started to touch it. I'm like, oh, don't touch it.
Well, she was, see, that's a woman for you, and God bless you women, but she's like, not in my hair. Like it went into like two little strands, and some alert went off in her mind, like, hair follicles got doo-doo in them. Hair follicles got doo-doo in them.
Can't have that.
And it was Kate Frosting all the time. She's wigging out. And it's like, where did that idea come from? From the same freaking mind that brought you Jeff walking on broken glass.
Yeah.
We took our old Fat Boy's prior assistant.
Dang it.
Fat Boy doesn't claim him anymore because he's a Russian sympathizer now.
Yeah, but he is. He turned his back on us.
We told him that he was walking on broken glass and he was blindfolded. That should have been the thing. Why would we blindfold him? But he didn't ask questions.
No.
He's also, like, I think, probably really into BDSM anyway. He quite liked it. So it's like, we're going to blindfold you. You're going to walk on this broken glass. It was potato chips. And then at the end of the little, it was probably 2-3 feet of potato chips.
Yeah.
At the end, we had put ketchup all over the potato chips. So that son of a bitch, when he goes and steps the first time on that potato chip, he is, I'm not going to say Lewis cried, but he was emotional. Like, oh,
yeah, God, a little bit.
I feel it piercing my skin.
Yeah, he thought he was going to cut his feet really
and
was, bad.
And you hear the potato chips. No one except, I mean, he was not aware, obviously. Only us and the listeners knew. Just like the parallels of when I had you go outside to get the paper towels. That's when we told everybody.
Oh.
It was,
he didn't think to ask questions about the blindfold because you just wouldn't.
Jeff, you don't want to see it. You don't want to see it. And then when he got to the end where the ketchup was, he got, guys, I'm bleeding. Guys, I'm bleeding. Guys, I'm bleeding. And then as soon as he takes his blindfold off, he looks at his foot and it's red. He doesn't notice the potato chips on it. He just sees red. It's like, God, oh, my God.
What's this last yelling?
I can't wait to watch the video because I'm seeing it from my point of view. You know, I want to see like what that looked like going on her face.
Oh my God!
What did it feel like that first streak?
It was you didn't know cold at that point. And kind of thick feeling, and that's why I flipped out. I was like, oh my God!
It was cold.
Yeah.
Oh crap!
We should have made Jeff walk on sour cream and onion so his feet would stink as an extra. Afterwards.
What? Yeah, just plain potato chips.
I guess what? Salt in the wound, buddy.
Yeah. We should have, like, cut his feet and then made him walk on those hot and spicy Cheetos.
Oh, God.
That's your next punishment. You better watch out.
No. I said they're going to get ratcheted up for sure.
And I looked, and I mean, sure, there's probably some naysayers, but people were in on it, too. And they God, that worked out so well. I was so, my biggest concern, and Fat Boys, too, we were talking about this. The smell was important, and I do regret that now. I feel as though I'm getting used to it. It's like when you go take a real bad dump, and the longer you sit there, you're like, I don't even smell it anymore.
Yeah,
it's getting a little better. But other people.
But I know this was in animals, but its remnants are still with us. It's just like we're all one as nature. I feel it today.
When you stand in a stall with somebody taking a dump, it gets better when they leave. It's just kind of like how it is now.
Well,
like it's out of the room, so it's a little bit better.
I hate that it was cold though, because I had popped it in the microwave just for a short period of time because there is a lining.
Oh, I didn't know you did that.
Yeah, but I had to take this is where I was smart. I opened it ahead of time because they have that lining of aluminum. Yeah. Can you imagine if that thing had exploded in the downstairs? Gosh.
But if I cook breakfast in there, is it going to transfer like to
it
my
wasn't
breath?
Poop? It was cake frosting.
Yeah, it was.
The only reason the poo
See, I'm still was, getting worked.
The only reason that was brought in here was just for the smell, which is pointed out that if she smelled the chocolate, that would give it away. That's why mind over matter. She didn't want to smell it. She held her nose on her own. That was great.
She didn't think about that.
That was good, Paige. You're going to puke.
You got it, Ralph.
You're making me do my Mr. McMahon. Mr. Mattman.
Mr. Mattman.
My God.
How long have you been doing this and that never came up?
Oh, my God. Mr. Matt Mann. Oh, my God. I could do the walk. I could do the bushwhacker walk like he would do.
Kiss Your Ass Club's going to be the next one.
You're going to be fine. You're going to puke.
You're going to puke.
You're the new genetic jackhammer. You got grapefruits.
God bless,
congratulations.
I'm thrilled with this. Like, not that the joke was on you. The joke, it was fun.
The visual is great when you watch it. I mean, that's a big streak, that first one.
It was. It was like a unibrow. Like, you look like Eugene Levy.
And just your face, when you see it and it chunked up, you're just like, and you were holding your nose, too.
She's holding her nose.
Why
she's
do we have to keep dwelling on
Because this is great moments.
Oh, my God.
This is why when you're watching football games, they come back.
Right before we went to break, look at this pass here from, You know who to, whatchamacallit.
Mm. Yeah. He's not paying attention. So,
that was good. That was
I have
fun.
No makeup on.
Explain this.
Except lipstick.
I am, you ain't got a doll all up for me. Like, I think if you.
I kind of want you to put it back on.
I think
you
better than my sister.
Put it back on.
Put it back on.
I think of you as family.
I might change out of this if got frosting on it.
That's game use now.
Yeah, it is. We can make some money.
Event used.
Event used.
What was going through your mind though at the end after I said, Paige, look at the camera? And I didn't think you looking at the camera would signify to you that it was the chocolate cake frosting. But what went through your mind when you saw me put my fingers in my mouth?
I thought you were kinky weird. I didn't know.
Hang on now.
That's well,
whole,
I am.
That's but a that whole separate level.
That was different.
What the
that
hell?
Was different. Hanging into botulism.
You don't want E. coli.
God, man.
E. coli.
Like, that's another one. Mr. Matt Mann and E. coli. It's a new podcast on the Odyssey app.
E. coli.
God, that was. I don't understand. Good. From paper to from mind to paper to reality.
Don't know with the implementation. You don't know how it's going to go down.
Nope. You don't.
And it worked.
And here's, I will say this part. I wasn't planning on going to my farm yesterday. Fatboy had stopped to get some. Are you fine with me telling this
part?
Yeah,
that's fine.
Fatboy was going to go get some manure.
Mm-hmm.
And he bought some manure, but then he opened the bag and it didn't stink.
It was low odor and it was dry.
It was low odor dry for just like potting fertilizer for plants and stuff.
I need wet and stinky, Lowe's.
What do you do? Follow an animal and wait for it to poo?
I tried to a couple days ago.
That's what the Lowe's guys do. They follow them with bags.
You know how people look at you when you drive behind a poodle waiting for it to take a dump?
Uh-huh.
You get all kind of weird looks.
Yeah. Remember the two kids that got you at Cleveland Park that time with the dollar?
Oh, God, yeah.
It was on the floor and they dragged it?
It was a whole wallet. They were hiding behind a park bench.
I was going to see the ID and return it to the person.
Yeah, you were. They were like single-digit age, too, right? Like, they were young boys.
Yeah, they were. They got their asses whipped. They deserved it.
God.
Messing with the old
I'm elated. I could just go on back home now. That was wonderful.
I'm relieved that wonderful. It wasn't really poo, and I thank you for that.
I love my job. I mean, wow. Did I just say that live on
the It's fun.
Yeah.
I do.
That was so much
fun, though. That was great. and that was the team. Never in your... One last question. Never did you ever say, this is not real poop. You really...
I really thought you were going to put doo-doo on my face.
God, yes.
Well, this is
That's good, man. And you made us feel that. That was great. I'm pumped right now, man.
It was really good.
Not Borghese.
Let's go.
Mud.
That's going to be hard to top if she loses again. I hope she loses.
Oh, my God.
I don't want to lose.
Dude, that's the thing.
If I lose again.
I don't want you to.
Oh.
Because I've got a crap ton for him.
Oh.
No pun intended. And when I'm using my farm anymore for any ideas.
Okay, well,
I'm
you know what?
In case I lose.
I'm already, see, this is the thing that happens with the scores. I'm already beneath everybody. So if I lose again, I'm tanked.
Well, we start fresh.
Start over now.
Yeah,
we're all fresh
tomorrow.
And new.
It's not, okay.
Yeah, it's not.
Thank God.
Hold on.
Cumulative.
Nope, that's not right either. Cumulative.
I'm going to watch you dummies battle it out for
she
it.
She said cumulative.
Yeah, whatever.
I say radio station she used to work for.
That's cumulative.
Cumulative. Are they still in business? I don't think so. Nevertheless, we're going to take this break. Paige, I'm thrilled. I am thrilled. That made.
I'm glad it made you happy.
I'm speechless, which is good because
I know. You usually talk way too much, but this today is. damn, that was good, man. That was great. What are you working on in the Plex?
Well, we've got a list of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame performers, and some may shock you.
Yeah. God, I'm giddy right now. I am.
Some of those, I hope they really get it on their face. The real
stuff. Give me a high five. God, man. That made me feel good.
Let me walk over there and give you one.
Come on over.
Press this button.
Yeah. All right, right now. Here we go. Let's go.
The Rise Guys rock.
Text The Rise Guys at 72341.
72341.
This is The Rise Guys Morning Show.